With all our high-tech devices we have for communicating with each other, we may have lost the art of communication. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Today's Something You Should Know podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/SYSK. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. audibletrial.com/SYSK for Something You Should Know. audibletrial.com/SYSK. We have so many ways of communicating, yet those ways of communicating may actually be making our communication worse, not better.
We have a cut-to-the-chase, electronic, texting culture. No face-to-face, no communication, poor communication skills.
Dr. Georgiana Donatio, author of the book Changing Behavior, says distraction is a big barrier to good communication.
If I'm talking to you, Michael, and my intention is I'm really thinking about what I'm going to cook for dinner tonight, and I'm not being present, my mind is somewhere else, you're going to pick that up in a heartbeat. You're going to see my eyes kind of glaze over and not be focused on you. That changes about 50% of the quality of any communication.
Eye contact is also essential in good face-to-face communication.
Trust is stimulated when we look into another person's eyes, and that trust produces a hormone called oxytocin. And that oxytocin is the same reason why we fall in love with each other, is the same reason why we form connections with one another. So gentle, non-judgmental eye contact.
And you know how important eye contact is, because when you go to a party and talk to someone,
and they're looking all over the room for the next important person to run off and talk to, we get it, and we feel that we're not being listened to.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.